This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. TMP180weightloss.com. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cake Sawville. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is Tariq El-Bashir from NBC Sports Washington, Capitals reporter. Hey, Tariq.
Good morning, boys.
So, Tariq, I saw that you, on your Twitter, were talking about Ovi, and in the last game, Ovi had the goal and assist, but he also had five hits and a blocked shot, and I guess Coach Trotz was talking about when he plays like that, and John Cooper was talking about when he plays like that, that he's basically just taken out years and years of playoff frustration.
Totally. I will tell you, the best player on the ice, in my opinion, last game, Evgeny Kuznetsov was really good, but Alex Ovechkin was a slight bit better. And you knew it from the beginning, too. I don't know if you guys remember, a few minutes into the game, Ovechkin went out to cover the point. You know, a winger's job when they're in the D zone is typically to cover the D-man on their side. And Victor Hedman, who has one of the hardest shots in the league, big man, winds up for a slap shot. And not only did Ovechkin get in the way of the shot, he actually stuck his leg out soccer style. I mean, like he was kicking after a soccer ball, to block down a slap shot off of Hedman's stick. And, you know, I think I've told you this, guys, before. You know, there are a lot of forwards who rack up block shots numbers during the year because they're just getting hit by pucks because they're always in the way. But there's a difference between being struck by a puck and actively putting your body in harm's way to block a shot. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of commitment that you typically see from the third and fourth line guys, because that's their role. That's what they get paid for. That's how they stay in the lineup. You know, a guy like Jay Beagle, you know, he had a lot of block shots too, but, you know, that's his role. That's his job. But when your top guy, when your top goal scorer, when your captain, your best player is doing that at the start of a game, and it was right in front of the Capitals bench too, so they couldn't ignore it. I can't imagine what the rest of the guys on the bench think when they see that, because you know he's going to get a goal and an assist, because that's what he's been doing in these playoffs. But when he's doing those little things, that just it sends the right message to the bench, and that's what I asked Coach Trotz about after the game. And it, you know, it's really easy to heap praise on number eight because he does so many things well. But when he's doing those little things, it just shows you how hungry he is and how he has finally realized that when you add up all those little details, being on the right side of the puck, you know, playing good defense to get the puck back, blocking shots, when you start doing all those little things, that's how you win games at this time of year.
Tariq, you were on the road for the first two in Tampa. Take me inside the arena when Ovi buried the goal to make it 5-2. What was it like for the Tampa Bay fans? Like, they might have had just a glimmer that they could still get back in it before that goal, but once that goal went in, talk about what that arena was like.
Well, the fans had already started, a few people started streaming out at 4-2. But at 5-2, yeah, people started heading for the exits. There wasn't any booing, but there was a lot of groaning. You know, it was like a collective, oh, there it goes. And you remember, this is a Lightning team that has come very, very close in recent years. You know, this is the third time in 4 years they've been in the Eastern Conference Final. They got to the final once, Stanley Cup Final once. So they're kind of, the, you know, Caps fans are just giddy that they're in the third round finally. The Lightning are like, how come we can get so close, but we can't get that last inch? And I think they started seeing, another series slipping through their fingers. They didn't turn on their boys, but there certainly was a big collective groan and some folks heading for the exits, which is huge. I mean, getting those two wins on the road and coming home with a 2-0 lead. I saw a stat yesterday that really jumped out at me in the history of the NHL in this round, in this championship, conference championship round, only two teams have gone up 2-0 and then lost. 39 have won, so 39-41. So I would suspect the Capitals are in good shape. They're clearly in the driver's seat, and I'm sure they don't want to go back down there.
Right. That's the thing. I mean, I feel like, you know, we kind of gone back and forth on this a little bit. The Caps have dominated, right? They deserve to be up 2-0. But as a Caps fan, maybe this is just because we've been beaten down. I can't imagine it's going to be so easy. You know, JP's like, well, why would anything change? They've dominated the first two games. I expect them to dominate the third game. If they don't, though, let's just say they play a nip and tuck game like most playoff games are, and they're on the wrong side of this. They play well, but, that you know, puck luck is going in their favor so far, but they're on the wrong side of it. Now they're down 2-1. Not that you panic, but it's a completely different series.
It certainly tightens things up, and I guess at that point puts a little more pressure on the Capitals to get game four. But I'll tell you this, the Capitals fan base, I feel like they've kind of gotten over the whole, oh no, here we go again, sit on our hands. Once the Capitals got by the Penguins, I think everyone's all in. I don't think there's going to be any of that kind of nervous vibe in the building in game four if they were to lose game three. Also, one word we've used a lot to describe this year's Capitals team is resilient. True. This team has bounced back time and again after giving up goals, after even last game, you know, they take an early lead and they fall down 2-1 after two bad penalty calls. I mean, how many times have you seen, I don't care what sport it is, the referee makes a bad call or makes a couple of bad calls, and now the other team is up. It is so, so easy at that point to start going, you know, why can't we, you know, catch any breaks, and start getting distracted by the officials' calls, and you're now yelling at the officials as opposed to, you know, figuring out how to get back in this game. The Capitals went back to the bench. Sure, Ovechkin fussed a little bit, but after yelling at the officials for a moment, they went back to the bench, they refocused, and they came right back on that goal by Devontae Smith-Pelly, which is another thing. I mean, the fact that they're getting contributions, meaningful offensive contributions from throughout the lineup, you know, that's just another thing that that's kind of foreign to the Capitals at this time of year. And, you know, the ability to bounce back and be resilient and refocus, it's something that has been a common thread throughout these playoffs, and you need that this time of year, and they've got it in spades. It's great.
Tark, I don't have Braden Holtby's exact quote, but it was something along the lines of, if I get called on again in the playoffs, this is before Grubauer got benched, that he would be ready, that he would stop the puck, basically, for the Washington Capitals. And he's done that. He stopped 340 of the 367 shots that he's faced in the playoffs. I mean, he's been remarkably consistent throughout the 2.5 series that he's appeared in. Talk about his play, and I mean, the guy's stopping 92-93% of the shots that he's facing. It's exactly what the Capitals needed.
Braden Holtby's played a lot of hockey over the last 5 or 6 seasons, and I don't know if fatigue is something that a player is typically – they typically avoid complaining about fatigue, mental fatigue, physical fatigue, because that's just not something pro athletes do. I don't know if he had just kind of gotten worn down a little bit towards the middle of this regular season when he started struggling. But when he was able to hit the reset button there with about a month to go in the regular season, started working with the goaltending coaches, you know, really fine-tuning his game and, you know, not playing as much as Grubauer kind of seized the net there for a little bit. Whatever happened during that 4 to 6 week window right there, that was exactly what he needed, because to me, he's starting to look like not just the Holtby from last season, but the Holtby from 2 years ago when he won the Vezina Trophy. You know, the things I look for when I'm analyzing how Holtby's playing is, you know, when he's just so calm and there's that efficiency of movement, when he's not flipping or flopping, and he doesn't do that a lot, but when he's just in the right spot on top of his crease, he's looking big, he's steering rebounds to the corners, he's not looking behind himself, he's sure that he's got the puck. There's very few moments where, you know, when he's not playing well, sometimes the puck will hit him or he'll go down the butterfly and it'll kind of go between his pads and he'll look behind him to see if it got through and he looks unsure of himself. When he's confident and playing the way he is right now, he knows where that puck is at all times, whether it's underneath him, whether it's at the circle and the guy's about to take a shot, he knows exactly where it is. And it's that economy of movement. It's just there's no need for you know, diving backwards, or because he's just in the right spot. He's reading the play and he's making easy saves. He's making it look easy. And that's the way he has played basically since taking back the net in game three against Columbus. And I mean, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I mean, it's by far the most important position at this time of year. I mean, typically it's the most important position during the regular season as well. But at this time of year, if you've got the hot goalie, and how many times, guys, have we said the other team had the hot goalie?
Too many times.
Yep. And the Caps finally have him.
Joined by Tarik El-Bashir, Capitals reporter for NBC Sports Washington. So we continue to speculate about Nicklas Backstrom. Maybe you can fill us in. I think yesterday, though, was an off day, travel day. So maybe you don't have any more info, but what do you expect to happen?
Well, yesterday was an off day as they made their way back from Tampa. The morning skate begins at 10:15 this morning. We'll take a look to see if he's on the ice. He did participate in the morning skate prior to game two. However, obviously he didn't play in the game. He also didn't take all of the reps. He took some, did some of the skills drills, but once the team stuff began, he went to the boards and watched, which means that he's getting closer. It means that they are at a point now where they believe he can be on the ice and bump a teammate and not re-injure anything as long as he's careful. So he is progressing towards his return. We'll see where he's at today. My feeling, you're up 2-0 right now, and you know, it's been reported this is a hand injury. I think we all saw when it happened in the Penguin series, which is that slap shot off the hand. It's his top hand, which means that you know, that's got to get stronger. He's got to be able to grip a stick 100% before he can go back out there, or at least, you know, better than 90%. In my opinion, you don't put him back in there until you lose a game. Maybe not until you're facing elimination, you know, and I don't think they're going to get to that stage in this round.
All right, Tarik, always appreciate you joining us. Tarik El-Bashir.
Thank you, buddy.
From NBC Sports Washington.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep.
He doesn't think they're going to face elimination. He's very confident.
He's very bullish.
He's like buying, I said, in on the 39-2. I'm cautiously optimistic. I just feel like these things can change very quickly.
I think it's because of the Caps. Because if you just take that 2-0 series lead in Columbus, you were the exact. I mean, you thought the Caps had no shot.
Dead.
No shot.
Correct.
So why wouldn't you say that this team that they're facing right now, the Tampa Bay Lightning, has no shot?
Because
it's
by
to be
that
pessimistic, than
also,
optimistic.
By that exact same logic, I thought they were dead and they came back to life. You think the Donks we're playing now are dead?
Yeah, because I think there are different circumstances.
You think Tampa's dead?
Different circumstances. Those were very close games that could have gone to the Caps. Caps could have had 2-0 series lead.
I could argue. They're just outliers.
And
I could argue
they changed
outliers.
Their goalie. Yeah. And the goalie's gotten hot. So totally
we
different
to
me.
We had a hot goalie going in the playoffs. He just all of a sudden laid an egg.
All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. We'll get back to Caps Lightning coming up at 9 o'clock. Ken Danico from the NHL Network here on The Junkie.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Caps Lightning at 9 o'clock. Ken Danico from the NHL Network. Right now, though, I'm going to hook up our listeners. We announced this right at the end of the show yesterday. We have some really good prizes to give away, including tickets to go see Drake with special guest Migos at Capital One Arena. We also have a pair of tickets to see Real Madrid take on Juventus for the International Champions Cup coming up in August. So for soccer heads, that's big. You can call in now. We're going to play Junkie's Password, 800-636-1067. As we load up the calls to play the game, I wanted to toss out a hypo, really towards Cakes, but EB, you can chime in.
I do like hypos.
Cakes is the biggest Wizards fan that I know. I'd say EB's very close behind him.
No, I'm losing it.
But
I'm legitimately
Cakes
losing
is definitely number one.
Yeah. I guess we can include
A-Watt's A-Watt. A bigger fan than me.
But
Here's the hypo. Okay. So they're holding the draft lottery today.
Yeah.
And the Wizards are not part of the
draft
lottery.
Makes me sad.
There are 14 teams.
Not part of the lottery.
You know, even the Nuggets, who were 10 games above 500 with a better record than the Wizards, because they didn't make the playoffs, they're in the Western Conference, tougher conference, they're in the lottery. The Clippers, 42-40 in the lottery. And I guess the team that has the best odds to win the lottery, I think it's the Phoenix Suns. They were god-awful this year. And, you know, the top pick is probably going to be DeAndre Ayton, or it could be this guy, Luka Doncic, however you pronounce his name, who's a Euro.
Sounds like a dog.
Maybe Marvin Bagley from Duke. So you got the NBA draft lottery tonight, and Cake says he's sad. If I told you next year, the Wizards, you will choose, will either make the playoffs but lose in the first round like they did this year.
Yes.
Or they can make the lottery. What do you choose? Do you take a playoff appearance,
but they're out
but
in
it's
one
quick,
round?
Yeah, just like this year. Or do you take a playoff miss, which is a definite disappointment?
Now, is it a catastrophic miss where we have a good shot at like a top three pick?
You want a top five?
Or is
it's not going to be catastrophic.
Well, like we get the 11th pick or 12th, most likely the 12th
possibly
pick.
But you still have the sweat.
I'd rather make the playoffs.
You'd rather make the playoffs.
Yes.
Because you love hitting that stupid lottery generator.
I do,
okay,
but it's
so
a
what's the threshold?
Picks.
Top five pick.
Let's say seven.
If we get a top five pick, I'm in on...
No, but...
Missing.
You don't know.
Yeah.
It's
you're
a
not
going to
win anyway.
But what if you're the seventh worst team in the NBA? So the seventh worst team,
the worst team in the NBA is 10th, I think.
This year was 27-55.
Horrible year.
It's the Kings, the Bulls.
A horrible year.
I would rather have the playoff sweat, even knowing that we're going to get bounced in the first round, than the 11th pick that's not going to help
so
the team anyway.
So you'd rather be a 7 or 8 seed?
It's actually a
very
stupid.
Unlikely.
It's actually a stupid question.
No, I thought Cakes would prefer the lottery sweat.
Not when like you're on the back end.
Yeah,
of
not when you're going to get just a guy who's
so
going to be.
So what's the threshold?
The top three pick.
Well, you don't know that you're going to get a top three pick because it's a lottery.
Well, if you're third best, you're the worst you can do, I believe. Well, I guess you could do six if three teams that jumped in front of you, which is very unlikely. The whole thing,
so
it's not even really that much of a lottery.
So
it's all rigged.
So you're either playoffs or a serious tank.
If I'm guaranteed
one of the three
like
worst
teams.
Like a Sixers thing.
I would need to be guaranteed a top five pick. If I'm guaranteed a top five pick, I say bye-bye to the first round exit in the playoffs. And we'll stink
because
for a
Because that's year. The even the Rockets are finding. Playoff runs when the Warriors and some of these teams are around, they're just fruitless. It doesn't matter. You're going to lose to the sillies. Especially
I mean, the Rockets lost one game. They could still come back to win the series.
Most people assume they're going to lose the series.
Look, I've already gone on record and said I'm going to have real optimism for the Wizards in the year 2021-ish.
Right, when LeBron
Because that's
retires.
When LeBron's winding down.
It's only a couple years away. He might still be playing.
And hopefully
the
dynasties of the Golden State Warriors, hopefully they get broken up somehow.
Rumors are the Sixers are going to go all in for LeBron.
Well, it sounds like the Sixers are trying to get LeBron and to swing a deal to get Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
So you would trot out LeBron, Kawhi, Embiid, Ben Simmons. That's four of your starting five.
Yeah, but the Wizards will just bring back the same guys. That's what they do.
Well, I just don't know. How many other options do they have? They're hamstrung by the fact that they have so much money tied up in Porter, Wall, and Beal. They don't have a lot of financial flexibility.
Got to make something happen.
Because Jan Mahinmi's over there making $17 million for his, I don't know, 6 points and 7 rebounds per game.
But you are sad that there's not even a sweat for the lottery. You missed the days of grasping at the lottery.
Do we even have a first-round pick, or do we trade that away?
I think that was a first-round pick. I think it's
15.
I think 15.
Just outside
the lottery.
I get ties for 15.
You do? Really?
That's where Kawhi Leonard was drafted.
Absolutely, find a good player. At
yeah, but look at the AWOD. I want you to look up the last 15 top 15 number 15 picks in the NBA draft, and I'll guarantee you there are a lot more misses than hits.
They should mention,
of course. No, but look at this though. Look at guys pick 15 or lower. In other words, you have the pick of the litter there at 15.
I understand, but
there are
great
players
available.
Do you have
confidence that Ernie Grunfeld is going to find and identify and draft
that player? I don't have particularly high confidence, but I like the Listen, you have you want to go there, sit there and be one in a billion to win some right. lottery or some lucky seat thing. I want to do something where there's actually some skill involved, where you evaluate players and hope you hit on one. There's a better chance of Ernie Grunfeld hitting on the 15th pick than you winning the lucky table thing or winning the Powerball.
Oh, no, my chance of hitting the lucky table at MGM National Harbor are way better than Ernie hitting on the 15th pick.
No chance.
Way better.
No chance.
Maybe early in the week, maybe not on a Friday, but like on a Monday or a Tuesday, my chances are better. Trust me.
Lucky table thing twice. Remember, yeah. Valdez thinks it's rigged.
It's not rigged. I was there yesterday. Not rigged. Right. Thank you. I was desperate for the hit. Didn't.
Why were there only like 6 or 7 tables going?
I want to say there are like probably a dozen, maybe 15.
All right, so you got a 1 in 10 shot.
Got a good shot. Got
no,
a good
but the
swing.
Point is, when you look at that, don't obsess on 15. Look at 15 or lower. And every year, there are studs
of course
picked
there are.
15 or lower.
Where was
every
Donovan
year.
Mitchell picked?
Ooh, he's like 13th
or
14th.
13 or 14th.
Yeah. Every year, I
if it
guarantee
wasn't for Ben
you,
Simmons, that's your rookie of the year.
Fine. I guarantee you every year, there are studs
but
after
the bigger
15.
Question is, can Ernie find them and
well,
pick
if,
them?
He doesn't have a great track record, but...
Right. You know what? I can pick Bradley Beal and John Wall.
Okay, but...
I can pick those guys.
I'm not saying that you're... Look, Kelly Oubre was drafted... Probably
I think
after
he was 15th or 16th.
Right around
somewhere
there.
In that range.
He's a contributor.
Very good player.
Yeah.
He's a very good player.
He is.
You could find another Kelly Oubre, you would be sized.
All right, we've got game. It's not Game Show Wednesday, but we're going to play Junkie's Password here for these prizes. Should mention, on Grant Danny's show, they're going to have Mike Knuble at 11.
Ooh, very good.
Former Cap, talk about why
I
this team
him.
Is different mm-hmm. than the teams of the past. And they have D'Angelo Hall in studio at 1 o'clock. So you want to listen to Grant Danny at 1 p.m.
Mike
D'Angelo
Knuble
Hall
is one of those dudes who would just park in front of the goal and score the greasy, dirty goals.
And just to tease for us, next segment, there's a little bit of a beef, apparently, between Valdez and Awad.
Oh, good.
Want to go into that. And Awad came in here with a bombshell. And I think we need to discuss it. So we can do that. So there's going to be a little Adam, a little Awad tease for you. For the next break. It'll be intriguing to me. JP doesn't look like he's interested. I'm always interested.
I mean, one's D'Angelo Hall at 1 o'clock and the other is AWOD.
Well, there's a huge, gigantic drop-off.
They're different people. I mean, D'Angelo's a better person, but I think Adam's story might be better.
All right, let's go to the phones, punch up two contestants. We're going to play Junkie's Password. One is a Valdez, and the other is an inspired from AWOD.
Do you have nice for what?
Very good.
I can hear that in the background. I get size for that.
Hold on, say that again.
Nice for what? You don't even know what I'm talking about.
I have
about.
No idea what that is.
I don't know what that is.
You guys are so white. All right, let's go to Dennis Silver Spring. Dennis, what's
Aren't
up?
Aren't you a germ, Mr.
How
Urban?
You doing?
I'm Mr. Urban. Keith Urban. You dogs.
Please.
Dennis. Hey, buddy.
Yep. How you doing?
Right, like, Dennis, do you like that song, Nice for What?
I do.
See? Yeah. We're on the same page.
Dennis, who do you want to pair up with?
Valdez.
All right.
And... Valdez. Okay, you know what? We can do that.
And let's
Valdez
go
is
to
playing Password.
Dominic in Frederick. Hey, Dominic.
What's going on?
What's up? Dominic, who you want to work with?
I'm going to work with EB.
All right, boys.
All right, what are they playing for? We need to establish
They're playing
this.
For the Drake tickets.
Drake tickets on the line right here.
The boys will give you one-word clues, unless it's a proper noun. And if you can figure out the password, you win the prize. Valdez, you will lead off giving a clue. Look, you gave us the password. We'll go with your
Ooh,
password.
Okay.
All right?
Is it Here's Old Bay?
It's not Old Bay.
No, it's not.
Valdez, you got to give the clue to Dennis.
All right, Dennis.
Yep.
First clue is London.
London.
I got nothing.
All right, we go to EB, who has to give a clue to Dominic for Junkie's Password. First clue was London.
I've got it.
All right, ready?
I've got it. I'm selling.
Dominic.
Yep.
First clue is London. Second clue is house.
Okay.
London.
Second clue
house.
Is house.
It's not a house.
I don't think that's terrible.
It's not a house?
Okay, quit talking bored.
Yeah. No more talking. You're giving so many clues.
I was just saying, you guys are mind-fucking my clue.
Now I know what it is. Now I just know.
It's not Dominic. A house. Come on, Dominic.
Do you have a clue with the password?
Buckingham Palace.
Yes! Oh,
what's up?
You're a winner. You get a pair of tickets to see Drake with special guest Migos.
You act like it's not a house.
At the Capital One Arena, September 12th. Tickets go on sale.
I have no problem with it.
May 18th through Live Nation in the Capital One Arena box office, but you can win your way in with 106.7 The Fan. Those ticks are courtesy of Live Nation.
It was your opponent who lost who was really mocking you. I don't have a problem. It's a house. Yeah. I probably would have gone with Castle.
Do they live there? Do the dogs live there?
People live there.
Right. I might have gone with Castle or
something
like that.
I was thinking
like
Castle, but I don't really know what it looks like.
It's not, yeah.
So I was like, if I might, say I would, Castle,
it may actually
they might
be more
jump.
Of a house than a
castle. I would say Residence.
That's a good one.
That's
better.
Guess what? You lost.
Yeah. I didn't lose. My guy lost. Yeah, he's a dog.
I mean, London's a good clue.
Okay.
It's kind of vague, but it's a good clue. It's solid.
I'm sure you did. What did you write down?
Royal Wedding.
Yeah.
I was so convinced, too.
I love what Cake says. I got it.
I was convinced.
He said that last week.
I was all in.
I was wrong.
Always bet against Cake.
All right, who's up next?
Do we have more Drake tickets?
No, we have Real Madrid versus Juventus tickets.
Oh, okay.
Is it Juventus or Juventus?
Probably
I never
Juventus.
Know which.
Probably
which
Juventus.
Which is A-Wad? Chime in here.
Juventus.
Juventus. Okay. We don't want to sound like complete soccer
Although
noobs.
We sound like dogs at the Royal Wedding, because these two dummies have been telling us all week that the Royal Wedding's on Friday.
It turns out it's Saturday.
It's on Saturday.
I'm not to blame. Valdez came on the show yesterday and said it's on Friday,
I believed him. Why would you ever believe him? He's a hillbilly.
Great question.
Yeah. Why would he know about a Royal Wedding?
Yeah, why are you believing
For
me?
For him, a Royal Wedding is when Joe Flacco gets married.
I don't know why I believe anything. Also, Valdez was so funny yesterday. He's such a hillbilly. So they saw that picture, and Cakes was just stunned. He didn't care about the gray hair that Valdez had, okay. And we got 6 million tweets. Oh, you're EB's son, right? You're okay.
Hey, at least you're his son, not his brother.
And Cakes was just fascinated. They had a beet at the end of the sort because Cakes apparently won't eat a beet. Apparently,
no. I've eaten them before. I just find them gross.
Okay. Valdez then described. They asked him where they were. Some, I believe this was off air, and he said they have a silly. In-ground pool. And
right. In-ground
like,
pool.
Stupid. That goes without saying.
Right. It's usually the standard.
They have a pool. It's called a pool.
It's not above ground. It's actually, there's concrete poured into the earth, and then they filled it with concrete, and then they put water in it, and it wasn't above the ground. It was groundbreaking.
That's how I grew up describing pools. Oh, you got an above-ground pool. Oh, you got an in-ground pool.
Right. Around here, folks just have pools, and they're all in ground. Okay? No one around here has above ground. No one.
Literally. Laura, your dad has an in-ground pool? I'm going to bury you up.
That's marriage material. Yeah.
You know what? They have like a real cover, too, that goes on top of it.
Yeah, right.
You know, we used tarps.
Well, they also had, it looked like a really nice property because it was a very nice stone wall, not a chain link fence, which
right.
I'm accustomed to.
Oh, right.
He married into the Rockefellers over there, that guy.
Yeah, I'm like Meghan Markle.
By the way, I believe
From humble beginnings.
I believe that painting that we were talking about today that went for
$157 million
was part of the Rockefeller estate.
Well, of course.
Really?
Look up the Rockefeller's net worth. Your jaw hit the ground.
All right, who are our two contestants?
All right. Let's go. God, we just prize pigs everywhere. I'm Eric and Bristow. Eric, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man?
All right.
I'll say this, though. You are a prize pig, Eric, but I'm guessing you listen to our show at least a couple hours a day, right?
For the past 20 years.
Very nice.
Appreciate it.
We love that. CK loves it.
All right. Who do you want to work with?
I'll go with Cakes.
Johnny Cakes.
All right, Eric. I'm going to try to take care of you, my friend.
And let's go to another prize pig. He's there all the time. Keith and Laurel. What's up, Keith?
Good morning, Junks. How are y'all?
How are you, buddy?
Pretty good.
Keith, who do you want to pair up with in Junkie's Password?
I'll go with EB.
Keith, what's the best thing you've won from this radio station?
I think you, too.
You two tickets.
That's pretty good. Solid.
What's the last thing you've won from this radio station?
I think it was Jiffy Lube. Oil change.
Everybody needs those. You need an oil change.
You're not gonna do it yourself.
You're
not gonna scoff at that.
Of course you're gonna take that
size for a Jiffy. How come I don't have a Jiffy Lube?
Everybody laughed though.
Yeah.
All right, EB, you're leading off. That's right. Your password.
All right. By the way, okay. All right, I got it.
EB's leading off.
Yes.
Oh, this smacks of a two-cluer like a mug.
Cakes.
But that's good, though. If I'm going first.
You're going first. It means I'm going second. It means my guy's going to win.
I know.
It means Eric is going to win and not Eric Bickle.
I like your attitude.
Thank you.
All right, hold on.
EB for Keith and Laurel. And this is one of the rules of the game. It's in the intercom rule book. You can't just throw out a random. No. It has to be a real clue.
Right.
I don't think it's a two cluer, by the way.
Could I be a one cluer?
No, I think it's a three.
You think it's a three?
I've got my money on three.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right.
It all depends on the first clue, though. That's my out.
Keith?
Yes.
We're going for three clues.
There you go.
Soccer.
Pass.
It's fine. It's fine. At least guess.
We go to cakes for Eric and Bristow.
All right, Eric.
Definitely Juventus, by the way.
It is Juventus. Oh, he's a soccer guy. He's going to get this. All right. EB gave soccer, which I kind of argue that's a nebulous clue.
What?
Very nebulous.
Terrible
talking
clue.
Board. Talking
terrible.
Board.
All right, we're going to win this right here.
Sometimes you got to be vague so it comes back for the three
exactly.
clues.
Yeah. I know what I'm doing. It's my first rodeo.
You're playing the game.
Right.
And they're trying to Jones.
I'm 1-0.
I'm not. I predict EB's winning this. All right, this is Cakes Botch coming up.
No, there's no
Cakes
botching here.
Choking right here?
No, none whatsoever. It's on a silver platter from my man Eric. DC United.
Hold on, I got this. It's the donk from Man U. It's Wayne Rooney.
Yes! Oh. Thank you!
By the way, Cakes has the power of the soundboard.
Of
I would have hit that buzzer already.
Of course, this is my advantage. Right, advantage Cakes, he's a winner. He gets a pair of tickets to see Real Madrid take on Juventus for the International Champions Cup Saturday, August 4th at FedEx Field. Tickets on sale now through internationalchampionscup.com, but you can win your way in all week long right here on 106.7.
Probably would have been a bad clue, but my next clue was going to be Tom Mooney. Yeah.
Well, I would DQ you if you did that.
Or could you do Dan?
You could have done that.
Why couldn't I do Tom Mooney?
Because it sounds just like Rooney.
Exactly.
No, that's kind of like rhymes with.
That would be
you can't do rhymes with.
Yeah. Why not? I didn't say rhymes with.
Hey, so explain
it's
this
implied.
To me. How come Cakes got to use two words?
Because
it was a proper noun.
What was
he, just, he said
DC United.
Yeah, you can do that. It's fine. We've always allowed proper nouns.
You're trying to rat me out over here?
No, I'm just trying to understand the game.
Okay.
But I'll say this, that sometimes Cakes will hit the buzzer in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll be 5 seconds.
I gave my man Eric.
But he gave his guy
an eternity.
Give him a little bit of leeway.
Yeah. He didn't even have his finger by the machine for the buzzer.
No, he was getting him all day.
Sometimes rules are, you play loose and fast with the rules sometimes.
All right, when we come back, there's a little beef apparently between Awad and Valdez. But more importantly, Adam has a little bit of a bombshell. We'll get to that when we come back. All right, so as usual, we're running behind here. I don't have a lot of time. But I want to just lead off with the Valdez beef with Awad. Then I want Awad to chime in on his bombshell. I consider it a bombshell. Not really that shocking, though, when we get the details of it. Was it yesterday that we had Adam on and he was describing what everybody does? He claimed he could produce the show.
Right.
I can't
even remember.
Or something
about when Lubomir was going to kill Drab.
Right.
And then
we said if Drab died,
then everyone would just move over a seat.
Right.
Basically.
Right. And he claimed, of course he could, not a problem. All Valdez is a board op.
He presses one button.
Right.
Right.
Right. And your take on that was?
Well, Adam wonders why everyone around the station hates him.
Is that true?
I would say 90% of the people don't like Adam.
like the other producers? Does Dar like him? Does Tom Daly like him?
Oh, Tom hates him.
He does, yeah.
What about his mentor, Danny Ruye? Wasn't Danny like his number one
seed?
A
lot of fawning over Danny on your part.
I think Danny was a little over Adam after the 106.7 The Fan Live appearance.
Fan Live,
yeah.
Right.
He rubbed a lot of people wrong. Yeah.
A little overexposure.
Yeah, right.
But that's not Adam's fault. It's just he was just brought up on stage a lot.
Right.
He was asked to do a lot.
Right.
But his belittling yesterday.
Right. Belittling your job. This is your career.
Right. This is what I do.
Belittle your career.
I don't go on air and say how easy it is to make videos for the website or anything like that.
You wouldn't do that.
I don't say how. I wouldn't say how
like a monkey could do it.
Yeah, how a monkey could post videos, 1 minute clips. of the show on the website,
right?
Or how a monkey could hit retweet on Twitter,
or actually how a monkey could spell better,
yeah, or how a monkey 100%. Knows the difference between there and they are,
right? Right.
He
right.
spelled throw the other day like through.
Yeah,
I can't remember what it was about.
But although Adam was complimentary of my editing skills.
He was.
Yes, oh, yeah, he was.
Your ability to multitask, he was in awe of.
But I thought it was really strange of him to say that a week after being able to come back in studio.
Right. You're surprised he was still taking shots.
I was just very shocked.
Right, right.
By
you
that.
Thought you had, I don't know, just kind of calmed his box a little bit, but obviously you haven't.
Right. Right. But I don't think he would ever say that about Drab. Like, he never says, oh, well, Drab just answers the phone.
Well, Drab's his hero.
Yeah. For like, some he, reason, like, he, didn't say, like, he likes Drabby more than you.
Well,
I don't
of course
know
he
why.
Does.
I don't know why.
Well, I don't. I think Valdez is picking on him here because we were mad at AWOD for crossing the line yeah. and trying to get us fired or possibly getting us in trouble or written up or something mm-hmm. like that or having a beef between us. All we've done since Adam has been here is make fun of him and mm-hmm. say he does nothing and right. he's going to be fired any moment. Valdez has been a part of that. AWOD was just joning back yesterday. I'm actually on AWOD's side on this one. He can if
your team
are,
AWOD.
If people are taking shots at him, he can take shots back.
Agreed.
So I
We've
think that's
always
fair. Now people
him.
Do hate him here. That is true, Tom and all, but they're jealous of his exposure
that we put him on air and stuff.
Yeah.
Attention
yeah.
dollars.
A lot, they have, a lot of hosts around here don't put guys.
They
on.
Have
they won't
ADD
put guys on.
Attention yeah. dollar deficit.
yeah. Right. We like to put the dummies on. Like we think that's great.
Right. It makes us feel even sillier.
Right. It does look good.
Yeah, of course it does.
But Adam actually came in here, and he said he was trying to weave this in the last time we talked to him, like two breaks ago, but he didn't have an opportunity to. He came in with a bombshell. Why don't you tell the boys your bombshell?
Well, I mean, but first, Valdez is saying that everyone at the station hates me. I'm okay with that, but Grant Paulson loves me, and so that's the most important thing right now.
So Grant is the most important person
superstar.
Here. So right. Jeeps is on Team AWOD?
He's Team AWOD?
Oh, yeah.
He is?
Since day one.
So it's
really?
More important that Grant likes you than CK?
No, CK is also Team AWOD, and that's why
CK is
me.
Team AWOD. I'll yes. say that. He always stands
because
up for
Because he's been in that position where, look, he started as an intern for our show, and CK was bullied back in the day by the Junks. So he likes somebody else to be in that
Yeah, but
seat.
The difference is CK made something of himself. Do you really see that?
CK had a brain.
I get it.
You think Adam's going to run the station in right. 15 years?
Yeah, do you see that in no. his future?
No,
I mean,
happen.
I like AWOD,
it's
but come on. I mean,
no, look, there are a lot of dummies in radio.
Is he going to be a radio superstar like CK?
No, CK was producing our show when we were nationally syndicated, and he was still in college.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I've met a lot of dummies in radio.
Oh,
like,
so many.
Executives, like really stupid. But they're even smarter than you.
Well, I mean, I'm smart enough that I'm going to move from behind the scenes to into the scenes eventually.
How?
I'm going to be taken seriously as a broadcast journalist.
Right.
It might be 2020 by the time it happens.
All right, no one cares about that.
You that's came in. Pretty, that's right around the corner, by
you,
the way.
Right, it's not going to happen. You came in during the break and you had a bomb, I think a bombshell. Drum roll, Cakes. I think this is a bombshell for
I
you.
Went out with the broskies last weekend.
Where'd you
Terrible.
Guys go?
Went to Living Room. My favorite spot.
Right.
Bartenders are all Junkies fans there.
Right.
I got so drunk, I stumbled into someone. She was sized for me, and I took home a shoddy.
Well, God, this is the worst segment of the week.
Why did you say it that
way? He took home a shoddy.
In other words,
somebody killed
hold on,
me.
Slow down. In other words, you hit the skins.
I hit the skins.
Oh. Right, right. Now.
All night.
Right. Really? More oh, yeah. than once?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was like, why not, you know?
Right. Well, it was there.
I mean, the hard part had already been done, you know, getting them back to the crib.
Right. But can you
when
tell
you bring
us-
a girl back to your place,
yeah.
does she have to go through, like, I don't, you live in a house with a couple of guys, right?
Yeah.
Does she have to go through, like, a messy living room and
the living room's
family
good.
Room?
But she did say.
With embarrassing couches and just nasty
it's a,
decor.
It's a post-college flop house. Of
to
course
get into
terrible.
Your pathetic apartment with. Posters on the wall.
Is it an apartment or house?
It's an apartment.
It's an apartment.
She said, your room scares me, but you're cute and you have a comfy bed.
Hold on. What is it in your room that particularly scared her? Are there like,
what do you have, like
soccer posters everywhere?
No, she was just not sized for my dirty clothes.
Oh.
Dude, he probably has clothes
are they strewn all over the place?
No,
you.
They're in a corner. I have a dirty clothes but, corner.
You don't have like a laundry
Why don't you
basket?
Have like a hamper? Or like, you know, at least like a basket.
You can go to
I had,
Target
I had
buy...
overflowed my hamper. So they were, you know, to the side
it's
of it.
It's not a shock. Have you guys ever been inside his car?
No.
I told you I was inside his car once.
It's one of those cars where if somebody comes into your car, you have to move things off the passenger seat.
Right.
Move things, you know, you have to sidestep things.
Right, right.
And he has
like a 17-year-old slob.
It's a tell, but he has bumper stickers, which are crooked, by the way, on his bumper. And he has a dangling license plate.
I have the 106.7, the fan.
Nice.
Oh my God. And I have like a Redskins one.
Oh my God.
The biggest DC sports fan.
Yeah. Yeah. But why wouldn't you at least put it on straight? First of all, it's a hillbilly thing to do to have a bumper sticker. Even Valdez laughs at you.
And have you fixed the license plate yet?
No, it's still crooked because I need a wrench and I don't have a wrench. So.
Eric.
I mean, for months he's had a dangling.
I know, but I'm more obsessed on the buns. I wanted to get on the buns.
Somebody fix your brain. That's what needs to be fixed.
He doesn't have a laundry washer and dryer in his place, right? You have to go.
You're like Jabby.
No, it's across the hall, but I have to pay $1.75.
So right now, probably never do laundry. Yeah. Right. So that's why his clothes are all over the place.
That's why you're dirty all the time.
That's why he kind of smells sometimes.
So I'm guessing that this woman was, you know, looked like Christie Brinkley. She was beautiful, right?
No.
But
I heard you had to ring the shame bell when you walked her through.
She was what?
Just above ugly.
Like, how would you describe her? Like, how was her face on a scale of 1 to 10?
6. She was like a cute little grape.
So was she a bigum?
So like short and squatty?
Short and thick.
Right. She looked like Maradona.
A little bit.
Yeah. Diego Maradona. She wasn't as silly with the ball.
Were her teeth straight?
I don't know about that kick.
Yeah, how were her choppers? How were her teeth?
Silly.
You had silly teeth?
Yeah.
What was her best quality?
Her face?
Really?
No, her best quality was she was so drunk she came home with them.
Yeah. So you, I mean, she was no,
her so best was quality was her decision making.
Right. Yeah. So was it one of those deals where you were hollering at other chicks and then she was the last one standing?
No, I mean, I just kind of approached her and her three friends, and she was the least attractive of the friends, and then
she was the only one that was interested.
She was so into me. Yeah.
She was so into you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, I have to close this.
Right. Here's my prediction. This is another one of the girls out there that doesn't have an Instagram or Facebook.
Right.
He's claiming he doesn't even know her name.
Right, of course. This is what he does. Right.
He's too afraid to show. Do you think he's lying?
Yeah, we all
Do you think he's lying?
He lies all the time about it.
He could be lying.
So you think he's lying? He's admitting it was a pig. He told me it was a pig.
I know, but he's saying her face is a...
He said, Eric, it was a pig.
He's saying her face is a sick.
Yeah, but even...
Yeah, that's a lie.
Even admitting to being...
Her face was like a 2,
right?
He's
so terrified to show us what she looks like.
Yeah, right. But nobody under 30 doesn't have one social media account, and it seems like all of his conquests...
No, but he's claiming he doesn't even know her name.
Yeah, it's awfully convenient. Yeah, he's forgotten her name.
He always says that.
I mean, here's the truth, is that I didn't get any info from her. I got no phone number, no Instagram. She said her name was... It was Ellen or Eileen. I botched it 3 times during the night. And then when she left, she was like, do you want to text me? And I was like, eh. And then she just left.
That's what you said?
I said something more descriptive than that, actually.
What did you say?
I said, do you want to
hit the skins again?
Yeah, before you leave. Right.
Right.
And she said no. And then I didn't want her number
after
that.
That's the best decision she's ever made.
How many times did you hit the skins overall?
Twice.
2 finish lines?
Crossed it twice.
I still give him props, even though she's an atrocious pig.
I mean, I'm at the point now where every time I go to living room, I need to close a girl there.
Why?
Because I'm treated like royalty there.
Is that where you did
plug
the Fred Davis
interview? Yeah, it's such plug
all of Meghan Markle.
What are you getting? Are you getting
room?
Free drinks there? Is that what you're getting?
No, I mean, just I know a lot of people there. Fred Davis is always there. The bartenders are big Junkies fans. I know the DJ that works there.
He's taped a Play to Win there.
Is that what you're doing? That's a good move.
You did a live remote.
You act like you have like a real show, like you have to do a remote from
exactly.
Iraq. That's a good move. I got to give you credit. That's a good move.
All right, coming up next, we'll get back to more important things. Caps, of course, Game 3 tonight at home. Take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Ken Danico, NHL Network studio analyst, joins us next as we talk Caps Lightning here on The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.